This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In the mid-1950s, Johnny Cash recorded one of the many songs that would make him a star. It was Folsom Prison Blues, and here's a little bit of that original recording.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby.
So besides becoming a hit, that song prompted calls for Johnny Cash to come to Folsom Prison just outside of Sacramento and to perform live. So with that in mind, let me introduce Cheryl Gleason, event coordinator and curator at the Mills State Arts and Culture Center, a Johnny Cash retrospective that documented that concert when it finally happened, opens today in Rancho Cordova. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Beth. Thank you for having me.
So tell me about the exhibit.
The exhibit is a photographic journey from 1968 to 1969. At the beginning of 1968, Johnny Cash's career was plummeting. And so they got together with a reverend down in Ventura County, worked with the prison to have him do this concert. And the concert put him basically back on the map. And then, as many listeners know, a couple years later, he was able to have the Johnny Cash show. I don't think, had it not been for this concert, he would have never, ever gotten that show on TV.
He'd been doing these prison visits. A prison concert or visit to San Quentin was very famous. But what happened at Folsom, especially in this area, became a piece of history that has really stood the test of time. So we have 40 photographs. What else in the exhibit?
So the exhibit is of two, Dan Posh and Gene Beeley, who is the journalist from 1968. He will actually be giving a talk tomorrow and some backroom recordings and stories about traveling with Johnny Cash. But also, to complement this, I have inmate art. We have a program here in California called AIC, Arts and Corrections, and it focuses on visual arts, music, and creative writing, poetry. And that has done such an amazing amount for inmates in turning their lives around. So we have amazing art of over 40 pieces from our local inmates here in California.
So Dan Posh was the photographer, correct?
He was.
And then he called Gene and said they had an invitation to attend this concert.
Yes. And Gene actually said, you know, I want to talk to the Reverend to find out if this is real, because at that time, Johnny Cash had just been convicted of smuggling drugs in his guitar over the Mexican border. And
right.
He's like, I want to find out if this is real.
So, by the way, Gene will be speaking tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes, at the MAC.
And that's at the MAC. Describe the location of where this exhibit is, because even though we're saying Folsom Prison, it's not there.
No. So the MAC is a art and culture center that is located at the corner of Mather Field and Folsom Boulevard at the light rail station, the Regional Transit Light Rail Station. And it is because of our amazing city government, city council, and through the citizens and the community of Rancho Cordova that we have this amazing site and are able to bring great exhibits such as this together through the Community Enhancement Fund.
The opening reception is this evening from 5:30 to 8. Is
Correct.
That open to the public?
Absolutely.
All right. And then there are events as the exhibit continues to stay open over about a three-week period.
That's correct. We are open on Thursdays, Fridays, and then Saturday during the day. And we have almost an event every day. We play music or movies on Fridays. We have art workshops on Saturdays, and we have lectures on Thursdays. We have the 20th, a great, if you're interested in hearing more about arts and corrections, that lecture is a panel of three people, administrator of AIC, a mother of an inmate, and a teacher of AIC. And also, Anna has published a book and did her PhD studies on the outcomes of the arts and corrections.
We'll post a link. I am talking with Cheryl Gleason from the Mills State Arts and Culture Center, where this Johnny Cash retrospective opens tonight. Let's hear the updated version, okay? We're going to hear some of the live recording of Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
This history for people is so fascinating. This exhibit does include that moment of the meeting between Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard, doesn't it?
It does. And if you attend tomorrow night from 6 to 8, you will actually hear recordings that aren't public from Gene Bealey, because he has some interviews, interview of him when they were in West Sacramento staying at the El Rancho Motel between concerts. So he really has some great stories that you would not hear because he was there.
This is a national tour. This exhibit is funded by the National Education Association and Mid-America Arts Alliance. So it's on the move, right?
Yes. Sometimes I have to book. So I've booked this particular exhibit a year and a half ago, actually. These exhibits travel for 4 or 5 years, maybe 6, depending on their popularity. And some of them are very hard to get.
By coincidence, it's going to Davis next, I understand.
Yes, it is. And that was definitely a coincidence.
That'll be later in the spring, opening April 7th, continuing into May. Okay, for you, what's the discovery, kind of that surprise in learning about this history and bringing this work to the area?
You know, for me, going through and finding these exhibits that either are pertinent to our local area, whether it's Rancho Cordova or the greater Sacramento area, focusing on local artists, culture, history. I learned so much, and seeing people that come into the gallery and seeing their faces and they thank us for having this, it's an amazing resource. The MAC is always free admission. It's a great opportunity for anybody to come and really experience something pretty amazing. Plus, it's a historically significant building that was built in 1911.
I'm so glad you came in to talk with us about it. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you for having me, Beth.
A Folsom Redemption opens tonight, again, 5:30 to 8, and the exhibit continues until February 22nd. The MAC is at 10191 Mills Station Road. Again, the website link will be on our website, capradio.org/insight, and you can find all kinds of details there. So that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. NPR's special coverage of today's impeachment vote begins at 1 here in the West, and you'll hear it live on Cap Radio. We are still awaiting final results from the Iowa caucuses, but that information will be posted as well. I think it's a great day to end with a little more Johnny Cash, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Here we go. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.
If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay.
I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues